The following shiur has been presented by Rev Shraga Kallis, Rosh Kollel at the Beis Havad Halacha Kollel in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Gemara Nedarim, Daf Chafeh Amud Aleph, tells a fascinating story. Gemara says that there was a certain person who borrowed money from another fellow, and he was makrish that he had paid him back. He was lying, obviously. He hadn't paid back the malva, but he said he had paid back the malva. And they came in front of Rava, and Rava was mechayev the borrower to take a shvua to prove that he actually had paid back the money. And the story was that Ozel, he went, and he took the money that he actually owed, he put it inside this reed, this hollow reed, he put inside the money that he owed, and he came to court the next day, to the basement the next day, Kilu using this shtek and this stick as a walking stick, and he came into the basement and he told the Malvit, before I take my shvua, do me a favor, hold my stick for me. He took the Sefer Torah, he took a shvua with the Sefer Torah, as the Malvit is holding his stick in his hand. Now inside the stick, of course, is the money, and he's taking a shvua that all of the money is in your hand. That's the shvua, the pari kol ma dehavalei b'yodei, he took such a shvua. And basically with that shvua, he was pattering himself, and he felt like he wasn't lying, because in essence he was saying that all the money is in your hands. And of course he meant the money that's in the stick. And the malva got so enraged that he broke the stick, and of course upon breaking the stick he had realized that all the money had fallen to the floor. And the Gemara goes on to say that that's the reason why when a person takes a shvua, we tell him that he's taking the shvua not on the tnai that's in his leif, but we tell him that he's taking a shvua al datenu of al das beis din. We say the shvua is being taken al das, what's in our minds, das is beis din, which of course would mean that would not pater him. The Ben Yoyada the Shaila, what would be if this Malva and Loiva situation were not standing in a Beis Din and he broke the stick, thereby being revealing the money that lied within, but rather they were standing on the riverside, and the Malva, upon becoming so enraged, would take this stick and throw it into the water. When the Loiva would see that his stick had been thrown into the water, and now all the money that was in the stick was in the water, the Loiva now would turn to Rava, the Dayan, and say to him that Bamis, he was lying, and Itaka hadn't paid him back, but that the money was in the stick, and would reveal to him his entire shtipil. But now the Malve, who had damaged his stick, didn't just damage his stick, but also damaged his money, and thereby he becomes a mazik, and he should become chayiv in, let's say, the $1,000 that was inside the stick. So the Malve would be tining the Loiva owes me $1,000, and the Loiva would tine in that the Malve owes him $1,000 because he's a mazik, and thereby they would cancel each other out. That Ben Yishchai says, what would be the din in that case? Ben Yada declares, what should be the din? Do we say Be'emis, that since the Malva, he didn't know what he was doing, Bechlal, he didn't know he's throwing the money into the river, he didn't know he's doing anything wrong, he throwing a stick, and Adarabba, the Leiva was clearly giving him the impression that it was only a stick, and therefore maybe he would be potter, and of course the Leiva would then still be chayiv the $1,000, and we say no, that Malva is chayiv in this case. And so they offset each other. The Malva is chayiv a mazik, the Loiva is chayiv to pay back the money, and they offset each other. That's the klar of the Ben Yishchai. This, of course, brings to mind the famous Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah in Ches, that Adam is mu'ad le'olam. Adam is always responsible for any damage that he does. Bein if he's an oinus, bein if he's a yashin, the air, yashin, the Gemara says sleeping, awake, oinus, shoygig, meza, it doesn't make a difference. A person is always chayiv le'olam on any damage that he does. So, chayra, over here also, we would say that an Adam is mu'ad l'olam. So, Hagam, the Malva, doesn't know that there is money inside the stick. He doesn't realize that inside the stick is all the money. And he's taking not just the stick and throwing it in the water, but he's taking $1,000 and throwing it in the water. But afapikain, we should apply the normal halacha of Adam is mu'ad l'olam. That would have been, chayra, at first glance. What comes to mind is there's a famous story that occurred in Yerushalayim many years ago that many of the Tshuvas Farim, the Pesach Chayshin and the Mishpatei Taira, all discuss Bariches, the story. There was a fellow who had gone on a vacation, And he asked his neighbor if he wouldn't mind every day coming in, or every other day coming in, and checking out his apartment to make sure that everything's intact. He left him with a key, and he asked him to just go around his apartment, just make sure that everything's okay, and that there are no problems. The good neighbor accepted it, and every day he would go in and he checked what was going on in the apartment. And one day when he came into the apartment, he realized that the electricity of the apartment was still on, and I guess in those days that was considered somewhat of a hefsid, and he figured what a chaval, what a waste that the electricity should be running and there's nobody in the house. And he looked around, he didn't see anything that really needed to have electricity, so he turned off the electricity. A couple of days later when he walked into the apartment, he smelled a terrible odor, and followed the odor, and he followed it straight to the freezer, where he realized that there was raw chicken that was inside the freezer, that as a result of turning off the electricity, had of course gone off, and now he has this terrible stench coming out of the freezer, and the good neighbor that he is, so he went and he took that chicken, that raw chicken, which of course now is causing that dreadful odor, and he threw it inside, and threw it into the garbage. He sprayed a little bit of the air freshener and cleaned out the terrible odor. When his friend came back from his vacation, he knocked on his door because his neighbor had the key. They asked him if he would let him in, so he let him into his apartment. And very strangely, the neighbor, with all of his luggage and his belongings, he went straight for the freezer. And when he got to the freezer, he said, "Where's the chicken?" So the neighbor thought this was very strange behavior, and he starts explaining to him, "Well, you know, I turned off the electricity, and because I turned the electricity, the chicken became defrosted, and it was giving a terrible odor, and I did you the favor of throwing out that chicken." So the neighbor started to agonize, and he seemed to be in tremendous agmas nefesh and pain that his chicken had been thrown out, and the neighbor couldn't understand it. What's the big deal? A 30 shekel chicken? Why is he getting so upset? So the neighbor explained to him that is his safe. That's where he puts all of his valuables. And whenever he goes away, he takes all of his wife's jewelry, and that's where he hides it. He hides it inside the chicken, which, of course, it wasn't just a 30 shekel chicken. It would be now something more like a $10,000 chicken. And he was, of course, quite distraught. And the Shaila came to the Dayanim of Yerushalayim, but they deem him, what's the halacha of the Shachin? Is the Shachin considered a mazik? To say that he's an oinus, l'chayru, wouldn't be enough, because we know that the halacha is Adam is mu'ad l'oilam, a person is always responsible, and whether he's oinus or not, whether it's not his fault, whether he's negligent or not negligent, but a person is always responsible for his actions when he's a mazik. When it comes to a shaymer is a different story. A shaymer is only maybe responsible if he shows negligence, or maybe in other situations, if he has accepted on himself more responsibility, but certainly a mazik, somebody who does be a dayim, he takes with his own hands and he causes damage to somebody else's property, is of course always responsible for his actions, which again would come out that the shachin over here took the chicken, be a dayim, threw it in the garbage, and in that chicken he's basically taking $10,000 worth of jewelry and throwing it in the garbage, which would l'chaira hold him responsible for the damage. And l'chaira, that's the same idea what would have been in our case in Rava if Lu Yitzur, they were standing by the riverside, and the malva would take the stick and throw it into the water with the money inside of it. L'chaira, the malva should be responsible, and so to over here, l'chaira, the shachin should be responsible because Adam is mu'ad l'olam. However, the Ben Yoyada already brings and sends us to the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Pei Ches, which is really based on a Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Samech Beis, the way Machlaik is how to learn between Tosis and the Rambam. But the Gemara discusses over there a case of where somebody taka takes something, Kasefes, the Gemara is talking about over there, and throws it out the window or into a river. It's a similar type of idea. It throws it into a yam, the Gemara is talking about over there. And he throws that item into its destruction, but it's an item that was not meant to have had inside of it some other hidden item, davar lo shchiach, like the Paiskim call it. It was not normal for this item to have inside of it some other, whether it would be money or jewelry or whatnot. It wasn't normal for that item to be housing such a thing. And anybody who would be handling this item, this safe, this wallet, this box, would never assume that inside of it lurks that which was inside, whether it be money or something. And to make a long story short, the Shulchan Aruch brings down different dais over there, that a person who actually throws out the window, Mazik Mamun Chavera, V'eini Yedeya Mahizik. He doesn't have any idea what's in there. Keitza, Locha Kis Chavera, V'shlicho Demayim, throws him into the water, to the eight, so Shemash led on us, V'avid Balakis, and the Balakis said there was something in it, which was not the derek normally to be inside of it. So, the Shulchan Aruch says, Im ein darkim lanichim b'kli zeh, if it's not normal for this kli to be holding inside of it this item, so then b'kai govna, there's a machlekes. There's a machlekes if the mazik is taka pater on it. If the mazik is going to be responsible for that which was inside of it that he could not have known about, or is the mazik pater for that which is inside of it. And the Shita Taisis is that the mazik is pater, because the way the Achrayim explained this is that, albeit that Adam is mu'ud la'olam, and normally we say he's responsible for everything, even if he's an oinus, even if he's a shaygeg, but that's all when it was something that he, if he would be cognizant about the b'kai govna, that he wouldn't be an oinus, it would be understandable that he would realize that which is in front of him. So even if he was an oinus when he broke the item, but the item was in front of him. So we say that it doesn't make a difference if you have to make yourself so responsible that you shouldn't be in the situation where you would break that item even by oinus. But Mashenkin, in a case of where it's lehay yachal lachshav miroish, you can never have known from the onset that there would be inside this item some other item, and that the damage that came out could occur. So there, in that situation, Taisus Tainus, that Hagam, it's also for you to throw this kasefes into the yam, but we can't be mechayev a person and call a person a mazik on something that it's not ailal daitai that such a nazik could occur. That's the site of Taisus, which basically, again, when you'd come back to our case, it would come out that throwing this stick into the river, which the Malveh would never have a Havamina in the world that inside the stick is so much money, and or any money for that matter. And so too in the case of the freezer, nobody in their right mind would ever assume that inside a chicken there would be a jewelry, a diamond ring, earrings, etc. It's something that's totally not Olal Das, a person, that there would be such a item inside the chicken, which again, so hagam that perhaps we would say Adam is muad lailam, and if we were going with those clothing, he was an oinus, but it doesn't matter, he'd be responsible. But now we have this new fact that we would say that he's not responsible for throwing the chicken out, because on the chicken perhaps he is chayiv. Maybe he shouldn't have turned off the electricity, and maybe it's a grama, maybe not, but al-kaparim on the chicken maybe he'd be chayiv, but on the jewelry he certainly wouldn't be chayiv, because it wouldn't be olal daitai such a thing could occur. That would be the Shitas Taisus. The Shitas Taisus is really brought l'alocha by the Rosh, and the Ramon Chesh and Mishpat, but Bemish brings down that Shita. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch go not like that, and they go that if a person throws an item into the yam, would be chayiv, and they learn the sugya differently. They learn it's going on a shomer, and they, of course, according to that, we would go back to our cloud that l'chayrin adam is muad lailam, and therefore it's his responsibility to have not thrown it out. And even if he couldn't have known about it, but he's still responsible. Which again, the nafkamina would be again both these cases, but there are many achrayim that wanted to say that in the case at least of the chicken, the person who threw out the chicken would l'chayra still be potter. And Hezber Adavar would be that Bishlam, in the case of where the person threw their kasefis out, the Gemara's case, where he threw the kasefis out the window. So we say that he's chayv to pay it, because what gives you a right to throw this item out the window? Of course, you're a mazik and you have no right to throw it. So we say that whatever's inside that item is also your responsibility, and you're also held responsible for. But Masha'in Kain, here, the Shachin was doing clearly a mitzvah Shavs Aveda. Now again, it could be argued that perhaps he shouldn't have turned out the electricity. But at this point that he turned out the electricity, so if he would go to any Beis Din or any Rav or any Seichel-Dikah person in the world, any Talmud Chacham in the world, and he would ask him, now I'm responsible for this person's apartment, and there's a terrible odor coming out. Should I go and throw out the chicken, or should I wait till he comes back? So everybody would say, Fishteitzel Chavadi, you should throw out the chicken. Again, whether you should have turned off the electricity or not, that's a different story. But now that he had turned off the electricity, certainly he acted responsibly by throwing out the chicken at the point that we're in right now. So therefore, there's an umdana that everybody would say go and throw out the chicken. And this would even be mogdir perhaps as a mekayim mitzvah, shavas aveda, when he's throwing out the chicken. He's turning the apartment into a livable apartment. And therefore, one wouldn't refer to such a person as a mazik bichlal. We wouldn't even look at such a person as a mazik, but rather someone who's saving the mammon of his chaver. And this is exactly what the Beis Din would have done. This is what anybody would have done. And there's an umdana that's telling such a person to do it. Which, if that's the case, it would come out that in the case of the freezer, he, l'chayra, vaiter, would be potter. Either, again, because of the way that Tosfos said it, that b'chlal you're not responsible for something that you would never have had a havamina came as a result of one of your actions. And even if you don't go with that, that it is your responsibility always, but that's only a comma that is not a an umdana, that this is what you should be doing now, but here that there's an umdana, this is what you are should be doing, certainly we can't refer to such a person as a mazik, and therefore l'chayra, he would be putter in the situation. If that is correct, if that chilek is correct, that chilek might not apply to our friend the Malva on the riverside, because he's in a bad mood, he's very upset, and he feels a tremendous avla that has been done to him, but that still doesn't give him a right to go and take this loiva, this rosh's stick, and throw it into the river. That still, nobody would say that there's an umdana that he should be taking sticks and throwing them into the water because the loiva did an avla to him. Of course, nobody would say that. Nobody would look at him as doing a mitzvah sashavas aveda. And if he this tzad, it would come out that he would be chayiv. The malveh would take a be chayiv, and it would offset the chiyiv that the loiva owes him, and that would be, I guess it's at least, in this case, the Beis Chai cleared, and the cleared would be a safek. It should come out as a safek, and we would probably say, amaytzi mechaveir al haraya, and I guess that they would take a offset. With each one of them would offset, the loivas would offset the malvas, and the cleared, he would come out that he's potter. He wouldn't be able to take the money away from him. The Ben Yoyada goes on to say a beautiful pshat in the Gemara itself. The Ben Yishchai says, why is it that we call this the Kanya de Rava, as the Gemara goes on? The Gemara calls it the stick of Rava. Well, why should Rava have to have such a miyuchatik stick? This was a terrible maisa, a terrible avla. Why should it be misyaches and connected to the helikatana, the helikamoira Rava? So he says the most unbelievable pshat. He says that you see from the whole Seder HaGemara that Rava told him, go and take a shvua. And you see clearly that this person had enough time to go and get the stick together. So the way that the Ben Yishchai explains it was that he went, obviously, the next day, you know, to take the shvua, and over the course of that night, he went and he found himself a stick, and he went and he put inside of it the money, and he came back into court the next day to the Beis Din, and he pretended that he was a chayla and that he had hurt himself, and he was leaning against the stick. And there was a tain on Rava that he should have realized all this. First of all, he should have realized that the day before he wasn't limping, and today he's limping. Second of all, he should have realized that he's holding not a normal eight. Normally, when a person wants to have a walking stick, he takes a regular stick. Over here, he took some type of a reed which had a hollow inside, and he should have realized that this obviously was some type of treachery that the loiva was trying to commit over here, and he wasn't margish. This was a tain on him, the Ben Yishchai says, because the chacham is adif mi navi. You should be better than navi, and just like we find that the Gemara says the parasa of Lazar ben Azariah, when there was a certain lady in the town that she was being over on her animals, being over on Hilchos Shabbos by carrying it one night, it was considered the parasa of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah didn't make a macha and he didn't object to her hanhaga. It was considered kivyachol, to a certain extent, it was considered his aveira. So too, this was considered the aveira of Rava to a certain extent, because he should have chapped the crime that was taking place in front of him. He shouldn't have allowed for the entire shvur to take place. And it actually goes on to say that when the Gemara says v'shtakach de kushtish tabo, that there was the shvur was emes, it really wasn't emes. Right? It was just emes kafi, the way that he looked in the eyes of other people, that it was emes. In other words, what he felt, kivyachol, that he wasn't doing such a crime and such an avla. But, of course, it wasn't emes, because he had only given over this money to the loiva, to the malva, just to hold it. He obviously hadn't been paying it back, so when he said, I swear I paid you back, he obviously hadn't paid him back. To the extent that the Ben Yishchai declares, what would be the din of such a person? If I give you money to hold, And I don't tell you that that there's my, I give you a stick doll, then I don't tell you there's money. So he declares that such a person be a shomer chinam, shomer sachar, pashtus. When you look in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Sadi Aleph, it looks like such a person wouldn't be a shomer at all. If I have no idea that I'm holding money, pashtus, it doesn't mechayev me in Hilchos Shmirah. That's the chayra. The Ben Ishchai finishes up by explaining how come the Malva didn't realize that this reed stick was heavier than most reed sticks. So he says, interesting cheshbin. Now let's say the tefiyah was for chamishim dinarim of kasef. So instead of putting in chamishim dinarim of kasef, Rava put inside there two dinars of zav, which equals 50 dinarim of kasef, and it was just so small, the amount that he placed in there, that the malve didn't realize from the kovid. And this was a meridic way of becoming eternalized in the Gemara with all of his treachery. And becoming the Siba Y Chazal changed the tzura of how they give Shavuos in Beis Din.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.